following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge Family? It's Pastor David. I always have trouble doing this. Where are we at? I am in, if you guys can see, the next step room. Let me tell you one of the really cool things about this room. Right by that water jug, there is, let me see if I can put my finger right where you can see it, right there. You see that right there? That is that's some candy to keep the fifth and sixth graders engaged, also me as a 31-year-old engaged sometimes. So we are in the next step room this time. Super comfy in here. You fifth and sixth graders have it very awesome, very well. Hey, I wanted to bring a quick encouragement to you guys. And it was super interesting. I was looking and I'm like, okay, I got to record my Refuge Daily today. God, what would you have me to share? And as I am thinking this, I start whistling this song. It's a song by a woman named Sherry Youngward. And it's off of one of her albums. I think it's Scripture Songs or Scripture Songs Volume 2. And it's all about Psalm 139. And so I was whistling that and I'm like, God, what would you have me to share? And I keep whistling this song and I'm like, Psalm 139 is in my mind right now. So Lord, maybe this is what you would have me to share. And so I just want to share the first 10 verses for any of you that are familiar with Psalm 139. You know, it goes a little bit further than 10 verses. There's about a little over 20 verses in there in this Psalm. But I'm going to read the first 10. And it says this. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, your right hand shall hold me. This reminds me of something immediately. Before all the COVID lockdown stuff, for high school, we did a winter retreat. And so we led our own winter camp. We went to this really, really big cabin up in like Big Bear. And we took all the high schoolers and we planned our own teaching and our theme. And what we decided to do for that weekend, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, was to spend the entire weekend in this Psalm, Psalm 139. And we called the camp Known. And really just wanted to focus on the fact that God doesn't just know things about us. He's not just familiar with who we are and what we do. God knows us. This psalm that we just read was talking about, like, where can we flee from this God? Where can we go from his presence? Depending on where you're at with God right now, that would bring terrifying fear, or it would bring some of the most comforting feelings in the entire world. That God knows where you're at, that God is able to be with you. His presence is with you wherever you go. And I love how it says, you know, before there's even a word on our tongue, God, you know it all together. It's not even just about the things that I'm vocalizing that I struggle with, right? But it's the unvocalized things that God still knows. Take it even a step further, and I've said this before, especially on these dailies, but the fact that God knows the things that we think about before we even say them, and God still wants to be with us. He doesn't go, David thought, what? Are you kidding me? I'm going to smite this guy. No, you know what I mean? He is with us still. That amazes me. You know, I think there's something to be said about how hard we can be on ourselves at times. We're our own worst enemy. We accuse ourselves. I mean, we have the enemy that accuses us, and then we're just really good at accusing ourselves as well at times. And there are times where we might think a certain thing or a thought comes in our mind. And we're like, God, I'm sorry, you know, forgive me or whatever that may be. And we tend to think that maybe God's just going to bail on us, right? Because that's what people do in our lives, right? That's reality. We've done that to other people as well. That's a harsh reality, but it's true. And yet God doesn't leave us. God knows us. He knows our deep need for him, right? And that's why he sent his son Jesus down for us, because he realized we couldn't do this thing, right? We couldn't be holy without him. To me, again, this psalm, just the reality that God is with us. God, you have searched me and known me. You know every part of me. You know the ins and outs, the things that make me tick. You know my insecurities. You know everything. And why does he know everything? It says later on in the psalm, because he was the one who intricately wove us together. Like somebody who's a master craftsman, like my mom, she crochets some of the coolest blankets you'd ever seen in your life. And she loves doing it. And there's skill that takes with it. And God skillfully was weaving us together, creating us in our mother's womb. Right now, my wife is pregnant with boy number three. We're about 13, 14 weeks in. And we just saw an ultrasound, and I'm seeing this baby boy, and I see his nose and his legs and his arms and his hands, and we saw him eating. It was the craziest thing ever. You see his mouth open or drinking, and we literally from the ultrasound saw his stomach expanding, and we're like, dude, this is crazy. That doesn't happen by chance. God was working that, weaving my boy together. Before I even know this boy, God knows him. Completely, 100%. That's the God that we know and serve and love. The God that enlists us or calls us to serve him and to serve other people, right? It is crazy. And so I've been encouraged by just even reading this psalm again and getting to share with you guys. Here would be my challenge, and it's really not much of a challenge. This is, I would say, if you want to be blessed, then please do this. YouTube or Spotify, if you type in Sherry Youngword, I think it's Youngward, Sherry Youngword, and you type in, "Oh Lord, you have searched me." It's this psalm that she sings, and it's beautiful. And I would just listen to all her scripture songs and scripture songs volume 2. It's a really good way to hide the word of God away in your heart just through song. And so, Refuge family, I hope this blessed you. We love you. God knows where you're at. He loves you. He is with you. Let that be an encouragement. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.